We just gonna run it. We don't care. Y'all come on into the building. Let me know you're in the building by giving me the thumbs up. Let me know if you're in the house. Give me the thumbs up. We finna chop this thing up real heavy today. What's up, G-Watch? What's up, boy? That's my dude right there, boy. Man, that dude there, boy. We done been through it, boy. What's going on, Miss Hayes? Thanks for joining us today here at Urban Matters Matter Live Chat. We finna get the chopping this heavy, heavy fire game up about why they want to try to make foundational black Americans, also known as AKA black and brown people here in America. Why they trying to make us the Facebook? I mean, Facebook, y'all let me know. Urban Matters Live Chat, coming at you heavy today. Let me turn the jams down a little bit, family. Facebook, I do not own the rights to this music. I do not own the rights to this music, Facebook. I was trying some new stuff, man. Y'all seen me with the background and everything going, man. I'm trying to use this technology to the best of my game and my knowledge. Yeah, man. Thanks for joining us today, man. We're trying to... What's up, boy? What's up, George? I'm just trying to get some information, man. Get some feedback from the family about, you know, we know this coronavirus is on our land, man. And, you know, I know all the family members, y'all going through something, man. And I understand. And it's a lot of misinformation out there. And that's why I created this platform, y'all. That's why I created this platform. Please make sure you share this. When you come into the chat room, please make sure you share this video with just one person. If you can get the word out to one person, we're going to be dropping some heavy. If you look over into the description section also, family, I got a lot of articles over there for the family to read and go through their leisure time. And just inform yourself about this virus thing, because they're trying to force this vaccine on us. They're trying to force this, you know, and sorry y'all about the technical difficulties. I was playing a video from the brother named Riza Islam, and he was just dropping some heavy knowledge about trying to inform the family on certain foods that you can eat. You can eat certain foods, you can, you know, certain minerals, and you can take like colloidal silver, black seed oil, burberry root, lime tea. You can drink tea and honey. What's up, Mr. Thorpe? Thanks for joining us. Miss Ford, thank you for joining us today. Miss Johnson, thank you. Miss Mimi, beloved, we love when you come into the chat room, because Miss Mimi, she one of them folks, she like to be interactive, and she likes to ask questions, and she likes to create, you know, heavy thought, and she loves to, Miss Davis, thanks for joining us, Miss King. I especially love when my black queens come into the chat room and get intellectual. I love that. I love big thinkers. I love proactive thinkers, family. So we're just coming at you today, trying to chop up this thing about the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams. He came out trying to make this plea to African Americans and Latino Americans to come out. Now, yesterday they were just targeting the black Americans, the foundational black American community. Then now today they put a little spin on it, put a little bit of extra narrative on it. Now they're throwing in Latinos. Now they're throwing in brown people. And so it's just the same playbook, y'all. It's the same playbook. It's the same exact playbook time after time. The black community gets targeted. Most of the diseases or any type of plague or any type of, you know, any type of turmoil. Like one of my friends came into the chat room earlier when I had the live going, and they said, hey, why, for instance, I think they were saying something about Detroit, Michigan, or was it Flint, Michigan, where the water. Why does whenever a catastrophe breaks out, why is it that the black community, the foundational black American community, y'all go look that up too, hashtag foundational black American. Make sure you share this to your Twitters. Foundational black Americans, also foundational tangibles, hashtag tangibles 2020. Also hashtag that, hashtag 2020, and also hashtag FBAC. And hashtag them first. Hashtag them first. We're just chopping this up about the Surgeon General Jerome Adams. He comes out trying to be urban and do the come out and do the nay nay dance thing to try to make it seem like he's so in tune with the urban communities. And this guy came out and said, you know, just think of it like this. Would you rather your big mama catching the corona? Would you rather your abuela? He said that to the Latino family. Your abuela. That's like a slap in the face, man. I mean, you're already saying, okay, we're going to get ready to target you. Also, I just seen on CNN, they're going to start trying to open up schools here in Florida because they say the statistics of people under the age 25 are less at risk to contract the coronavirus. I guess through their numbers, they're saying that people under 25 or not. So they're going to try to open up our schools, y'all. But what about the teachers? The teachers are over 25. So when you open up the school and the teacher comes to school, because she's over 25 and she's in that risk category, and then she apparently may contract the disease. And how many of us in the room right now? Thank you for joining us, Ms. Johnson and Mr. Johnson. Ms. McCray, thanks for joining us. We're just trying to get some feedback on the question we're asking today. So are foundational black Americans, hashtag AKA known as people of color, are we the new face of the coronavirus overnight? I mean, how did overnight we become the face of the coronavirus? Huh? Ms. Johnson says, well, if it was for black peeps, why did it start in China? They're not black, so they have no pigment, and their hair is just like pretty much white straight hair. Correct. Exactly. Thanks for that comment, Ms. Johnson. We appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, what Ms. Johnson is saying is, why did they contract the virus first and become the face of it? And now they're going to just take that yellow peril or that, I guess you could say they're more, I guess what they're trying to say, Ms. Johnson, is these Chinese are more important than we are. And that seems how it is. And let me go back to this guy, Anthony Fauci. The guy, Anthony Fauci, the doctor that Trump keeps prancing on stage and trying to act like he's the mastermind behind the whole team that Trump has fighting against the COVID-19 virus, which, by the way, if any of the family members want to know what COVID stands for, it's an acronym for the COVID is the C and the O stands for corona. The V and the I stands for virus. And the D is the acronym for disease. So it's called the COVID. It's called the coronavirus disease. And the 19 is from, because the disease just got discovered, allegedly got discovered in 2019. But we got Lysol cans that been around for about, 50 decades. And I won't say 50 decades, but five. And they have the coronavirus, human coronavirus. So this virus has been around, y'all. It's just that Some bioengineer, some type of way, designed a mutation within the virus that causes the virus to inflame and contract and spread faster. So that's my take on it from the research that I have done. So we just want to know, family. I mean, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? I mean, I heard it was 300,000 recoveries globally from the coronavirus, but you don't hear anything about that on the mainstream media. You don't hear any of that on mainstream media. Ms. Harris, thanks for joining us. Ms. Ford says, we just had an 11-year-old to die and a 6-month-old baby from the COVID-19 in Georgia. We give you our deepest sympathies, Ms. Ford. And what we have to realize, family, is Ms. Harris, you're a medical professional. I see you in the chat room, Ms. Harris. Please give us some insight on how to strengthen and build up our immunity systems. The body has an immunity, and we have over, let's see, 600,000 viruses, over, you know, 300,000 different bacteria already in our bodies on a day-to-day basis. So Ms. Harris says all people are susceptible to the virus. Ms. Tabitha. So what we have to do is inform ourselves. Like I said, Ms. Ford, my deepest sympathies go out to the family and your family. But we must become informed, because I think what this Surgeon General guy is saying, Mr. Jerome Adams, I think he's saying, because the reason why African-Americans, I like to call us foundational Black Americans, because when you label yourself African-American, there can be several different ethnic groups you're speaking about here in America that are possibly from Africa. But we are Americans that happen to be African. So I call us foundational Black Americans because we were here when Columbus got here. We were here when everybody came. Ponce de Leon, all of them. Anybody who's claimed state to any lands here in the New World, which is called the North Star, which is called North America. Anyone who tried to name stakes to that, they came and stole this land. So like I was saying, Ms. Ford, real quick, we got to learn how to build up our immunity systems, even at a young age, 6-month-old babies. And we're under attack. We are under attack, family. This is an attack. They are attacking Black and brown, foundational Black American, whatever you want to call yourself. Our African brothers and sisters, our Latino brothers and sisters, you are under attack. This is nothing more than a bio war, a bio warfare. That we have a germ that has been engineered to destroy us. But like I said, family, we can still beat it with smart health and diet. Smart diets. Selections and choices. We can beat this. We're one of the most susceptible races and cultures and communities that will fall victim to this virus or this disease, because simple fact, we don't eat right. We don't prepare our own foods half of the time, and we do not grow our own foods. So we are pretty much vulnerable to the dominant society who dominates us here in America. Okay, let's move on. Ms. Harris says all people are susceptible to the virus. So y'all remember that, family. Thanks for that comment, Ms. Harris. We thank you for your comment, Ms. Ford. Thank you. Mr. Johnson says, homie, the virus don't discriminate. They throwing it at us because we're minority, but the disease is targeted toward us. Yes, they're trying to target us. It is a target. You know what makes us the best target, Mr. Johnson? Because we won't inform ourselves. Just like, let's see how many people we have on this video. We need to be liking and sharing this video with other people, because I have very, very, very important articles that I'm going to continue to post to this video, and I'm going to continue to inform our family and all of our loved ones. And we're going to beat this thing because we're going to start becoming informed. We're going to start becoming informed, and we're going to stop sticking our head in the sand. We're going to stop sticking our head up our ass and thinking that somebody going to save us, and that we owe our dedication and we owe our allegiance to people that's trying to destroy us. We got to wake up, family. We got to wake up. Thanks for joining us, Miss Outing. Thanks, Cuzzo, for joining us today. Yes, Miss Harris says zinc, vitamin C, chloroquine can help with the immune system. So chloroquine is a drug that Trump and them are trying to get approved. But what I heard, Miss Harris, is not a lot of studies on that drug. So a lot of people are kind of skeptical about putting the drug into rotation. And so, you know, we just need to be building up immune system. Oranges, limes, cucumbers, natural remedies, ginseng, also, what's another good one? The peppers. I heard cayenne peppers, red peppers, also bell peppers. They got a mineral called colloidal silver. You can get it on eBay, or you can get it on Amazon. You can order it right off Amazon. Also, black seed oil. Also, black maca pill. They like vitamin supplements. Family, these extra supplements, they work. They work. But like Ms. Harris said, if it comes down to it, you may have to get the chloroquine. And I trust Ms. Harris because she's one of our family. So I trust what she says as far as her medical expertise and her medical. And we thank you, Ms. Harris, for being on the front lines. And we're going to keep you in prayer. Ms. Cox says, black people have become the face because we're chilling, throwing parties, and not staying home. Even those who can. And most of us are essential workers. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Most of us are essential workers. Thank you, Ms. Ford, for sharing that. Thank you also, Ms. Cox, for that comment. Ms. Cox says, stay your ass home. Learn how to obey rules. Okay? This is about your safety, family. Right now, this is about your safety. This is not about you having a good time. This is not about you taking a break. Right now, well, I'm going to tell you what we really need to be doing, family. We need to be trying to come up with a plan. We need to be trying to come up with a strategy, some type of initiative to build up our finances so we don't have to. When we come out of this, man, listen, the people that we've been putting our trust in, the people that we've been going and busting our butt for, you know, the people that we've been going to work for, building up their wealth, and now something goes wrong, they just go to show you, man, these people have no idea. They have no clue. They don't know what the key is to success. They don't know what being successful is, because if they had it all figured out, family, I'm talking about the people who we go clocking in for. That's what I'm telling you now. So what I would do during this time, I would be, if I got any kind of extra money that I've been able to save up, my little $1,200 stimulus check, I would be trying to start my own thing, man. I'm just being honest with you. I would be trying to start my own thing. I don't care if I got to sell chicken wings. Shout out to my brother Tavar as well, Bo No Wings. Y'all go check him out. Y'all, he's right on the corner of Lincoln and E Street. Check him out, my brother, Mr. Bo. Bo knows wings, man. You got them Parmesan wings. You got the whole setup, man. Celery, French fries. Y'all go check the brother out. And also go check our sister out, Michelle Threed, on Jackson Avenue in the 300 block. I think, 400. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. The 400, 500 block of Jackson Avenue here in LW, Florida. So y'all go check that sister out. She got some great food, some really great dishes, really great selections, y'all. We got to support one another. That's what this whole thing about too, man. It's an eye-opener, man. This is a game changer, really, y'all, what's happening. Because everybody's equal now. The virus don't care about you smart, educated. It don't care if you black or white. It don't care if you racist. It don't care if you smart. It don't care if you got the finest girl in town. It don't care. It's treating everybody the same. All right, let's get back to some comments real quick. Mr. Hampton says, we are against something Something we have no deal about. Thank you, Mr. Hampton. Thanks for that. Exactly. Ms. Harris says, I agree with you on all of those vitamins. Thank you, Ms. Harris. Thank you for that. Hey, Ms. Cube. Thank Ms. Clue. Thanks for joining us today. Ms. Harris also says, wash your hands and stay home. The more you can eliminate germs, you coming in contact with germs and viruses and bacteria, family, the better off you are. This thing is not a boogeyman. This virus is not a boogeyman. They're doing a lot of fear-mongering tactics in the mainstream media, y'all. We must overpower that. How? With a stronger mindset. Okay, moving on. Ms. Ford, yes, she says, yes, I agree. Save our money if nothing else. Yes, that's what we have to do. Mr. Johnson, thanks for giving us another comment. Thanks for that comment, Ms. Ford. Okay, let me get in. I got pop-ups coming up, y'all. Y'all forgive me. Oh, Lord, they're going to start this here. Man, they kicked me off the last time because I played that brother RZA, brother Islam. RZA Islam. Y'all go check that brother out. RZA Islam. That's RZZA Islam. RZA Islam. The brother got some very... He been fighting this vaccine war. He been fighting the vaccine and big pharmaceutical companies now for about 10 years. And this brother is very thorough. He's one of our Nation of Islam, Fruit of Islam brothers. And this brother is superbly intellectual. So y'all go check this brother out. RZA Islam. I posted some of his videos here in the comment section here. Y'all can go up and check him out up in the description. Mr. Johnson, thanks for joining us, Mr. Rich. Yes, reason why you can't find no hand sanitizer, no alcohol, or none of that. They're trying to destroy anybody that's not their race. Pay attention. I like that. I love that, Mr. Said. Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Thanks for that, Mr. Said. Thanks for y'all coming and joining us here at Urban Matters Matter Live Chat today. This is where we chop up heavy game, and this is where black media matters. This is where the media matters, what helps us and benefits us first. And I'm not saying, listen, family, and don't misconstrue my message. Don't misconstrue my angle. Don't take what I'm saying out of context when I talk about us first. I'm talking about us first because, family, no other culture, no other ethnic group here in the world has been through more than what the foundational black African Americans here in America are going through, have been through, and are constantly still going through. So, like I said, listen, they're trying to set Kamala Harris up to run for VP for Joe Biden. Don't fall for it. Do not fall for it, family, until they give us some tangibles, like make sure they write the check, cut the check before you get your vote. Don't go down there talking about you're going to take a couple of crumbs that fall off the table like they've been doing us. The Democrats have been setting foundational black Americans up in America. Family, we have no allies. We have no friends. You must come to this conclusion. No one is going to be a savior, or no one is going to be able to tangibly set the foundational black Americans up in America in a position of power. We are going through what they call the slave ship mentality. The slave ship mentality means that you're just in a room with a room full of powerless Negroes. They have no power. Obama had no power. That's why he didn't get anything done specifically for foundational black Americans. Oh yeah, we can throw everybody else on the boat with us and then they'll move and they'll do something. Oh, let's go into that, you know, All Lives Matter crap and... we're going into that minority, want to label ourselves as minorities. And then when you label yourself with minorities, it seems like the LGBT community and the Caucasian white female community, they get more benefits than you get from affirmative actions. So just keep that in mind, family. Just keep that in mind. I'm just dropping the hot facts. You can argue with me. You can debate with me. But listen, let me tell you something about Dr. Juice. Don't come to me with what you think, believe, because I'm telling you, I'm going to set your ass on fire because I deal with facts. I don't deal with beliefs. So I don't care where you've been educated. I don't care what type of clergy you belong to. I will set your ass on fire religiously, and I will set your ass on fire economically, and also I will set your ass on fire socially. When it comes to any of those topics, trust me, you will not win. So don't even come trying to debate, because I only debate my equals. All others I teach. So yes, thanks for joining us, Auntie, Miss Johnson. Mr. Rich, True Facts, thanks for that, bro. Miss Green, thanks for joining us. Education is key and it starts here. Yes, ma'am, this is the new black media. Family, this is the only way you're going to really get your truth. If you go, you got to go online and search for facts. Because CNN, Fox, MSNBC, I don't care who it is, Headline News, I don't care who is the mainstream media right now. They're only going to give you the narrative of what they care for. Things that benefit the dominant society via the deep state, via also, you can call them the Illuminati, you can call them whoever. But I'm telling you, yo, that this is a bio warfare we are under. We are under a bio attack, a biological attack. This is just not a coincidence, a virus started in China. And if you do the history and you do the research, it'll go back. It'll tell you who the CIA has had a guy over in China the last 3 years designing this. So yes, family, it's not China. And don't try to act like I'm taking off of China. I could care less about China, bro. Listen, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all with this whole platform, this whole Urban Matters live chat platform. I'm not trying to put on a cape and save no one except for us. And then once we get better and once we become repaired from reparations, once we become repaired as a culture, then you can help somebody. You can't help anyone, family, if you don't have any power. You are powerless right now because you won't take a political stand. You won't take a socioeconomic stand. You don't understand that without an economic base, you can vote till the cows come home and it will not make a difference. You'll get a few trinkets. You'll get a few pats on the head from the dominant society, but you will not be able to build wealth and you will not be able to carry wealth on generationally. You will not be able to carry any generational wealth on. It's just impossible to gain wealth through an earned income job. You earn income. You don't build wealth with a job. You build wealth when you become an entrepreneur. You become business minded. When you go to talk about, you're trying to take up for everybody. That's dusty Negro talk. I don't want to hear that. We need to help them. We don't. We need to help us and then we can help other people. Can't help anybody if you're powerless. Just stop it. Ms. Harris, thanks again. I'm not understanding. So you're saying vote for Trump. So if Biden doesn't choose an African-American or a woman, we shouldn't vote for him. I'm not saying vote for Trump. No. I'm saying get an economic base. When I say get an economic base, Ms. Harris, that means get your money together. Get all your money together. And then go out and buy you a politician or rent one. You don't have to be a lifetime dedicated to a party that's doing nothing for you. The Democrats are not doing anything for Foundation of Black Americans. Never have, never will. They still rolling these civil rights Negroes out, Al Sharpton, Clarence, the boy from South Carolina, Al Green down in Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee. None of these people are doing anything. And by the way, Kamala Harris is not an American. Y'all don't get it twisted. She's what you call an anchor baby American. She's somebody whose parents are immigrants who came here. And she just so happened to get her citizenship Her mom and them got her citizenship. Then Kamala Harris got her citizenship because her mom and them got citizenship. And then she went, the only, the close American of American that Kamala Harris is, she went to HBC. Just because she went to a historical black college does not make her American or black American, y'all. That's why she's the main one fighting, locking up black women in California the last 10 years because the black women kids skip school 1 or 2 days and she come lock the parents up. She was the actual, Kamala Harris was the U.S. state attorney for California. She is not black and she's married to a Caucasian. So I'm just giving you the facts. You can fact check me if you want to, but facts matter. We got to do our political risk research, y'all. We got to become politically mature when it comes to this thing. It's no making mistakes anymore. This thing is, they playing for keeps out here. They literally going to try to put another virus on us just like they did HIV. Look at our people up in Michigan, Flint, Michigan. They don't, right now today, they don't even have clean drinking water, and now they got to deal with the coronavirus. Come on, man. And they just signed a $2 trillion stimulus plan. But talk about you can't fix the water system in Michigan? How you sign a $2 trillion? Come on, man. You can't give black people reparations. We got to still study that. We need to do some more study. You didn't take you long to study them $2 trillion that you just bailed out the America's corporations again with. Come on, y'all. Wake up, family. Wake up, man. I do my research. I do my homework, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm not sleeping on this stuff. I'm not sleeping on this stuff. I do my homework. Mr. Said Johnson says, a lot of people don't know that's how they wiped out the Indians. It's just a repeat. The Indians weren't smart enough to fight it off. And that's exactly what's going on now. All we're doing is because we don't learn our past, we repeat it. Our future is our past. We're going to keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again. They got a saying that if you keep doing the same thing, voting the same way, making the same mistakes, spending the same money up, you literally paying for your own oppression with these companies. These same companies, if y'all don't like Trump so much, stop going out and making Red Lobster rich. Stop going out and making SeaWorld and Disney World. Disney World was one of the, any one of the Universal Studios or any of that City Walk, they were the biggest contributors to Trump's campaign. The biggest contributors. Nike, Michael Kors, Target, Walmart. Walmart is right now in the back pocket of Trump right now. So if you want to make an impact on Trump, start protesting with your money. Start protesting and going on strike and do boycotts against these companies that are funding Trump's campaigns. And Biden, all of them. They're the same people, y'all. Pick your poison. That's all I'm saying. Pick your poison. That's all I'm saying, Ms. Harris. Pick your poison. That's all you're doing because they're the same people. The bird, the eagle. The eagle has two wings. It has the west wing and it has the east wing. Which one you going to select? It's still the same bird. Both wings belong to the same bird. So like I say, family, thanks for joining us, Ms. Hawkins. Thanks for coming in, Urban Matters live chat. We're just trying to chop up some game with you. And we're trying to find out why overnight seems like Foundation of Black Americans, the people of color, allegedly, they call us the people of color. Seems like we're the new face of the coronavirus, just like we've been the new face of AIDS virus, Ebola. Remember they had that Zika out here? They was targeting our Latino brothers and sisters, our brown people. They were, what's the other virus that came out? What was the other virus came out a while back? Oh, remember the anthrax? Remember they were sending that through the mail? That's another question I got, y'all. How the heck they want us to quarantine, but the mail goes through a million hands. A million hands the mail our U.S. postal system goes through. So if this virus is so deadly and so, you know, the boogeyman syndrome, how can we avoid it? You avoid it by building up your immune system. Like I said, I posted a few articles right up in the description section. Right after you log out of this video, family, go inform yourself. Also, all night, come back to this video. Come back to this post, and I'm going to have so much information. If you catch the coronavirus after you finish logging into this post, then, family, you just the type of person that does not like to read and research. Because I'm gonna flood this post with so much diet and health information that it's going to be like crazy, man. If you catch the coronavirus, family, that means you're not washing your hands, you're not doing something. But it's going to take, and I'm going to tell you something too, family. Don't wash your hands too much, because once you do that, you wash the natural oils and the natural essentials out of your skin. So now you got to try to replenish yourself with, like, what I use, like coconut oil. Y'all see how shiny that head up? And go get you some sun. See, the corona is the ring around the sun. See, they playing word games with us, y'all. They playing word games with us. The corona is the ring around the sun. So they want to call themselves making a virus or mutating or producing a mutation that can get into the virus that keeps you from not being able to produce vitamin D and the essential vitamins and minerals through your skin that the sunlight gives you. And see, that's why it was so deadly in China. Because if you think about it, China is what you call a pretty much a community that has jobs that are pretty much white collar jobs, where people just work in office buildings all day. And another thing, it spreads so easily because China is, they stacked on top of each other in their residential areas. So it's so compact. That's why a lot of our areas like New York, New Jersey are being affected so much, because of the population being so in close in quarters to each other. So that is another reason why that virus spreads very easily. Aloe vera. Yes, cuz. Thanks for that. My cousin will be on that hot knowledge, man. Cuz say aloe vera. Aloe vera is a natural antibacterial lotion or gel. It's just a simple aloe vera plant out the door. And you can take that and put that little jelly inside of a bottle. Put your little alcohol in there with it. Not too much, you know. And voila. You got natural hand sanitizer. Put your little lotion in there for a little moisturizer, you know, to keep your skin moisturized. Voila. You have natural antibacterial soap or hand sanitizer versus, gel. So, yeah, family, I thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I'm going to come back to y'all again in the morning. But come to this article tonight, y'all. I may go live again tonight. The Florida governor trying to put our kids back in harm's way. My kid ain't going back to school. I'm telling you, I'm just start homeschooling my kid, man, because, listen, man, I done lost all faith in our system. I done lost all faith in our government. I've lost all faith in our corporate and corporate communities and our business communities. Family, in about 2 or 3 weeks, if this thing has not subsided, it's going to get really tough, family, because the turnover rate, when your bills start rolling in again, it'll be 2 months we're going on. And I just heard one of our European nations, they moved their cutoff date back to the middle of May. So that's a whole nother 30 days from now, 35 days. See, they're playing this thing by ear because they don't want to panic us, y'all. They don't want to panic people. So they don't want to just give us everybody, tell us the same thing at the same time. So what they're doing, they're taking turns passing the hot potato here. Now y'all go do what y'all got to do. Tell, inform the people. Here, now it's your turn to go inform the people. And state by state, they're giving you the same guidelines. They're giving you the same doggone instructions and the same rules and regulations, but they're just doing it at different times so that everybody don't freak out and spaz out at one time and then everybody will wake up. But I'm going to tell y'all, man, we waking up. And I thank y'all for that, family. I thank you for that, beloved. Because we got to wake up, man. Because listen. And then they've been sending doctors from Cuba, y'all. And the United States don't even want the doctors. Cuba has one of the most advanced medical professional systems in the world. Their medicine is like out of this world. And see, the reason why they don't want to do it, because a lot of y'all ain't paying attention. But Cuba, they've turned back to this color because this is where they originated. Those Caribbean nations down there, Caribbean lands, that's where slavery first started, coming out of the Caribbean. Haiti, Hispaniola, which is known as modern day Dominica. Also Puerto Rico. Also the Cayman Islands and Virgin Islands. They were known for their sugar crops and their sugar cane. And also back down there, it was, I think rice was big. See, that's what colonism is, y'all. Colonism is where colonial powers use the labor of the natives of each land and some of the natives from other foreign lands they bring to America to build wealth. Cotton, tobacco, coffee, tea. How many of us remember the Boston Tea Party? How many of us remember the Paul Revere story when he told them the British were coming? The British were coming. That's what pretty much set off the Boston Tea Party, when the British government and the Queen of England, they invaded America. And that's what's going on, man. They coming to collect, y'all. They coming to collect. Your taxes, almost 80% of your taxes still go to the Queen of England. You better do your research, man. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on, man. I'm telling you, family. I couldn't believe a lot of this stuff either when I first got into it. But listen, man, I love y'all. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Iris. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Tracy. We're going to get ready to sign out. But I guarantee you, y'all, I will flood this post tonight with so much information about how to build up your immune system. And that's how you defeat the corona. That's how you defeat the COVID, the C-O, COVID. The COVID, spell it C-O-V-I-D. C-O stands for corona. V-I stands for virus. And the D is an acronym for disease. 2019. Thanks for joining us here at Urban Matters Matter Live Chat. I'm your gracious host, Dr. Juice. And we'll be coming at you this weekend, all weekend, family, because there's a lot of information out there, and I got to get it to y'all. I've been slipping a little bit, kind of had a lot going on. Also, my wife and whatnot, my daughter, they're working from home, so they kind of been hogging up the internet. Also, that 5G, we're going to finish discussing that 5G signal, y'all. Because that 5G plays a very, very intricate part of what's going on with this coronavirus. And while we're sitting around worried about the coronavirus, our Congress has been, for the last 2 weeks, rolling out the installation of the 5G towers and then speeding everything up. So, it's AI technology, man. Artificial intelligence, all that stuff is going to get ready to take over. Good movie y'all want to go watch, family? Go watch Will Smith, I Am Legend. Go watch that Will Smith movie, I Am Legend, tonight with your loved ones tonight. Sit down and watch that movie, family. That movie was filmed in New York. New York is the epicenter of the coronavirus. Y'all go check that out, family. I love you. Also, another good movie, a little cartoon they made. I think it was back in 2008. It's like a little Pixar film. You know, they have Pixar have. It's like a cartoon, but it's almost like a motion film, too. They had a movie called WALL-E. It's this little robot. And he rolls around because we've destroyed the earth. And this little robot, he's trying to help repair the earth. He's trying to help rehabilitate the earth's healing power. And he's basically trying to bring the ecosystem back. And so all of the people that survived, they had to start going off in rocket ships because their life on earth was not inhabitable anymore because we had destroyed the atmosphere. And they had to keep coming back every year, checking on it. They would go up to the moon. Kind of sound like what Tesla is doing now. And Bill Gates and all these folks and Virgin Airlines, they have shuttles that go to the moon right now, today, y'all, 2020. So, family, wake up, please. We need you. We need you, man. Urban Matters Matter Live Chat. We are the new black media. We're going to keep bringing this information to your family. And also, like I said, I will flood this post tonight with information. I kind of got in a little late. Also, they were messing with my signal earlier. It was a little janky and everything. But we thank y'all for joining us. Miss Hughes, thanks for joining us. We're going to get ready to sign off. I love you, family. Remember, we are the new black media. Urban Matters Matter Live Chat. And remember, family, facts matter.